This is an MUT Radio podcast.
In on MUT Radio, as it's just hit, so just 21 minutes after 11, right here on the Sangana Midday Show. We connect your morning to your afternoon, man. It's a lovely day, man. As in Chalile, earlier on, we'll see today we are broadcasting live from La MUT Student Center as we are on day one of the second Regional Traditional Medicine Symposium 2025. So I told you I will have exciting guests as well join right here on the Sangana Midday Show, and right now it's no different. Because I do have a doctor, Nomako Simpofana, who is known professionally as Kosi, what I'll call her doc, as she is a respected academic, a researcher, and a clinical specialist in somatology with a focus on traditional medicine and clinical dermatology. She is a lecturer in the Department of Somatology at the Durban University of Technology. So I'm just going to quickly welcome you, doc, on MUT Radio.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes, so it's a very lovely day. So, but I want to hear from your perspective because you have a fascinating journey that blends traditional medicine, dermatology, and somatology.
Yes.
So, what inspired you to pursue this very unique path?
Thank you so much for this question. I grew up in rural areas, so I'm a rural girl. I grew up with my grandmother there. And we never really, when we were sick, we never used to go to any hospital because the pharmacy was just behind in our garden. So whether you had a running stomach or whether you had flu, you would go umakhulu akhe izinto ezincinci phaya usele then ube bhetele. And in addition to that, we had a nanny, aunt, who was helping. She used to use a traditional cream on her face, which was a sun protection. So before she could do her chores, she used to grind this bark of the tree, paste it with water, and she would apply it onto her face. And as the time goes on, I noticed that she was gaining complexion. So she looked a bit beautiful. And so when I went now, after I had qualified to fast forward, I was in the dermatology, somatology space, skin care, and working along renowned dermatologists, I noticed that there was a lot of darker skin types, black people coming to seek help for hyperpigmentation, melasma to be specific. And they were not getting cured. In fact, they were being discharged to say there's no cure for what they were coming there for. And then my thought got triggered by my experience back at home that there was an auntie who was using this bark of the tree. So if it was helping her to gain the complexion, could it be that it will not help or it will help this hypermelanosis melasma? So that's what triggered my scientific calling in traditional medicine.
Yeah, so we could say that your grandmother has a huge influence on what you are doing.
Huge influence today.
Yes. That is amazing. Yeah, maybe I will get that product very soon.
I dedicate my success to her.
Ah, that is amazing. So you also have a background in a clinical background in skin rejuvenation and dermatology. So how maybe have this maybe helped you in your approach in research and teaching?
Okay. The background, the experience is very helpful because experience is the best teacher. Not everything is written in the book, by the way. But if you stand in front of the student and telling them the story of your work, then it resonates better with them. For example, this photo rejuvenation or these techniques of skincare that you have mentioned, not all of them are suitable for darker skin types.
Yes.
You will think that being a darker skin type or black, your skin is tough. Meantime, it is not tough. It is the most fragile skin that you will think of. You find that you'll be doing a treatment, a photo rejuvenation using the laser. But instead of that problem getting resolved, it actually becomes worse. If the patient came with you with problems of pigmentation, by the time you are done, you have actually made the condition worse. So the results were suboptimal. And then I thought to myself, if we can't rejuvenate mechanically this way or using lasers and light, what about rejuvenating using the plants, which are suitable for our skin tones and for our people?
Yeah, I love that answer. It's very beautiful. And also, as a researcher yourself, maybe what advice do you give emerging researchers who want to integrate traditional medicine and clinical science?
this is the best combination. Best combination. Best combination of what you are saying, the traditional healing and the science.
Oh,
I was saying, we don't want to decolonize anything these days. We want to Africanize, because these are the two pillars that are standing side by side, the traditional medicine and the academics. And they're not competing with each other, but we don't even need to merge them together, but they need to complement each other.
That is amazing. Maybe before I let you go, Doc, with your experience maybe across clinical practices, research and education, maybe where do you see the future in dermatology and traditional medicine integration heading into the next 10 years, maybe, or 5 years?
The future is very bright. The future is very bright. For example, today, this is the second symposium, and I can tell you, it has taken another step compared to what was last year. And there's a lot of these young researchers now that actually want to study the traditional medicine. I think they realize that we should go back to our roots. We are defined by our traditional medicine, our Ubuntu culture, our values of Ubuntu. So yes, the future is bright.
Yeah, that is amazing. And thank you to your grandma. Without her, we wouldn't be here.
May her soul rest in peace.
Thank you very much, Doc, for joining us on MUT Radio. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a good day.
Yes.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.